Following widespread complaints from residents across Kingston, City Council unanimously approved a motion calling on Circular Materials Ontario and its recycling contractor in Kingston, Mterra Environmental, to take immediate action. The motion urges the companies to improve the reliability of curbside recycling collection and ensure clearer, more responsive communication with residents. In June 2021, the province of Ontario introduced the Blue Box Regulation, shifting the financial and operational responsibility for recycling away from municipalities and onto the producers of packaging and paper products. As part of that transition, responsibility for Kingston's recycling program officially changed hands on July 1, 2025. Administration of the program moved to Circular Materials Ontario, a not-for-profit organization, which in turn contracted Mterra Environmental to handle curbside recycling collection in the city. Since the changeover, many Kingston residents report missed pickups and delayed or insufficient responses from Mterra. Those frustrations have increasingly landed at City Hall, with councillors around the horseshoe saying they've heard repeatedly from constituents experiencing service problems and experienced some of their own.
I think we've all been hearing from the same kinds of stories. Blue boxes have been left out at the curb, pickups have been missed, people are not sure who to call. They call, they're not getting clear answers, and eventually they call us because to them, this feels like a city service. And honestly, you can't blame them. The residents didn't vote for this change. They didn't redesign the system. They're just trying to recycle like they always have. The tricky part is we don't run the system anymore. We don't control the contracts. CARC has closed down and there's nowhere to take your recycling. We are still the ones people turn to when our neighborhood isn't working.
I've gotten also a lot of complaints or not necessarily complaints, but it was a lot of people noticing that the service level wasn't the same. And just a side note, I was actually relying on how unreliable that they were that I would always put my recycling late.
In response, Councillor Brandon Tozzo brought forward a motion urging CMO and Mterra to take concrete steps to improve service delivery.
This motion does three practical things. It asks Circular Materials and Mterra to improve reliability for recycling collection here in Kingston, and please do a better job of communicating with residents. If this new model is going to work, it has to work on actual collection day, on actual households, on actual streets, including in winter. Second, it asks our staff to help clear up the confusion by sharing straightforward information with the public about this new system and how it works and who to contact when there's a problem. People shouldn't have to sort through websites like their recycling just to report a missed pickup. And third, it sends a message along to CMO's leadership and our local MPPs because this system flows from the provincial decisions. They need to hear formally from us of how it's playing out on the ground with communities like Kingston. This is not about picking a fight or trying to turn back the clock. The new system is here. This is about standing up for our residents and saying, if you're going to change our recycling system, just make sure it works. And if something goes wrong, the answer shouldn't be hard to find. People are doing their part every week. I don't think it's too much to ask that Mterra and Circular Materials do their part too.
CMO CEO Alan Langdon was at council to answer questions about the ongoing issues. When asked how CMO plans to address the complaints, Langdon committed to sending a direct mailer to Kingston residents outlining how to report service issues. He said the standard process is for residents to contact Mterra directly when recycling is missed and to escalate concerns to CMO if necessary. Councillors also questioned why Mterra was not present to answer directly for the service delays. Langdon said the company is currently managing a program launch elsewhere in the province, but committed to returning to council alongside Mterra representatives at a future date.
We may not have direct control, but we have a voice, and I think we should use it. It's worth noting it took a motion of council to get Circular Materials to talk to council and get their attention that there's a problem. And this was without Mterra present. That says something. We had a promise from Circular Materials that they would come back with Mterra. I'm going to hold them to that, or they're going to get another motion from me.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.